up early. Good for you. And welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR.
All right, good for you indeed. Good for us to have you with us right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Look, many in the know, quote-unquote, are saying a recession is all but inevitable. It's coming. And when you think recession, you think layoffs. That's the way it's traditionally, that's the way it plays out traditionally. But interestingly, our good friend who reports on the economy at The Hustle, Mark Dent, has become somewhat of a fixture on our show. We love Mark Dent. He's really good at what he does. And he's brought us a story he published in The Hustle that says layoffs are out this time around. Labor hoarding is in. Mark, tell us what labor hoarding is all about.
So as you and your listeners are probably aware, there's a lot of signals that a recession is coming, a lot of warnings, even though the economy is still kind of pumping along pretty well. You know, but there's, of course, inflation and a lot of other things that are bringing things down. And usually when we start to see just kind of like these storm clouds appearing, just when a recession is on the horizon, if you will, or maybe even just potentially the thought of it is on the horizon, there's usually like layoffs that just start happening. And we're not really seeing that right now. The jobs reports have come back every month very strong. Unemployment rate, you know, is still very low at near record lows almost every month. And the reason for that, some people think, is labor hoarding, which is that companies are hanging on to their employees during like this tough economic stretch because they believe it will be better and more profitable for the company in the long run.
In the long run, right. Once you have an employee trained and in place and on top of it, and there's good productivity there and all the rest, it is really costly to bring somebody new on and replace it, especially if, and I wonder this, especially if this might be any indication that maybe people don't think this recession will last too long or be too deep. You know, maybe this is a few months, maybe a year, year and a half, but riding it out maybe seems more palatable and more ultimately profitable, as you said, in the end.
Yeah, it's like you mentioned, like some of those costs are things like training, where someone might, depending on what the job is, it might take weeks or months before they're not just like onboarded, but then having to like learn all the skills that really make them good at that job, for one thing. You have just recruitment. This is a time when, and just to kind of talk about those like good employment numbers again, it's still really an employee's market, right? A job seeker's market. So it's not quite as easy right now to recruit people. So there are a lot more costs, I think, now than even there would have been just 4 or 5 years ago when you're having to get new employees in the door. And I think that that's probably correct, too, in terms of maybe this is also a good sign. Like, hey, if we do have a recession, it might not be that long. Although I think, as we saw on the day we're recording this, the inflation is staying very high. And there's still a lot of warning signs that make people think a recession is definitely going to come. So we'll kind of see what happens. But for now, it's definitely labor hoarding that's been happening, or at least, you know, that's what most people think. There is possibly the chance that this is a sign of something else.
Ah, really? What might that signal?
Yeah, so rather than just being labor hoarding, which obviously, like as it sounds, it's like I'm just hanging on to all these employees, you know, so I can save money, it might just really be like a sort of long tail effect of like this labor shortage. You know, as I was mentioning, it is an employee's market still. And over the last couple of years, a lot of companies have been short on labor. And so a lot of companies right now might just be getting to a point where they're close to the amount of employees they want to have, or maybe they're still just slightly under it. And so they're not really going to lay people off if they don't have enough people to begin with. And so in that way, it is still kind of like labor hoarding, but it's more like a little side effect, something related, but still slightly different. It's more like, oh, we don't have enough, so how can we lay someone off? Rather than, hey, we're not going to lay people off because it'll cost us too much in the long run. So there's a couple of different things that could be going on.
Interesting. Let me ask you this. You know, we've seen kind of the shift in leverage in the labor market, you know, passing back and forth between those who are seeking or retaining employment, who are employees, and those who are the employers. Right now, clearly still, due to the jobs market being so strong and everything else, there's still, you know, I'm tipping the hat to the side of labor, but we're starting to see some signals that maybe down on the horizon, it might not be the best idea to be so cavalier about switching your job right now. You know, there's all kinds of factors that make it a little more precarious than it was, say, a year ago. On the other hand, though, are corporations, do you think, in this process of labor hoarding, willing to perhaps entertain requests for raises right now and other benefits that might it make this still a good time to use whatever leverage is left, knowing this, you know, if your company's not resorting to layoffs, is it a good time to go in and say, hey, I'm willing to stay, but I need X, Y, or Z?
I think that that's probably true still. There is, as long as these kind of general employment numbers remain high and companies are still kind of actively seeking, and I'm sure for each individual person, they could probably know what's really happening inside their own company. But the general trend is still, I think, still slightly more balanced toward the worker. And if you look at the way that people are kind of forecasting a recession in a few months, that might not be the case. And even though maybe layoffs will not be as strong if this like kind of labor hoarding trend continues, now is still a time that I think that the power lies with the employee. And it's very possible that it would shift, because if a recession does come around the corner here, even if it is a mild one, then some of that power is going to shift back to the employer.
Yeah, and I read recently somewhere that you can look for signals. If you're an employee at a company and you don't see layoffs happening, it might signal to you that this is a good time and say, I want to stay and I know you want to keep me, but it's going to require this or that. As opposed to if you see your company starting to have some layoffs or there's rumors of impending layoffs, maybe you better back off and just be happy you have your job.
Yes, exactly. It's like timing the market, I suppose.
Mark Dent, as always, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Headed out to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.